This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The lie of the Wu flu continues as the super spreaders are truly those who are vaccinated. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, they don't want to tell you that because they give you a little bit of the disease in the vaccination in order to get your body to respond. But what they, the big lie of that is your body will respond anyway to the disease. That's what happened with people like myself who got the disease and our bodies responded. Now we have the antibodies. So what they say is, well, we need to give you a little bit of the disease and then inject it into you because it'll help you when the big disease comes. Well, maybe. Or it'll give you the disease itself and kill you and certainly make you a super spreader. And that's exactly what's happened. But no, the vaccinated feel like they have the moral high ground. Look at us. Look at you, you peons. You don't have the vaccination. You're the new coloreds. Well, as it turns out, not all students are created equal at the Thomas Jefferson-founded University of Virginia. They removed 238 students from their fall semester enrollment for failing to comply with the old Wu flu mandate. A good number of students, they put, may not be planning to return to the university this fall at all. This is what Brian Coy, spokesperson for the university, says, with only 49 of the 238 enrolled in fall courses. The effort to weed out the unvaccinated, you know, the coloreds, comes amid a continuing abundance of caution by the university. Yeah, because the vaccinated, as we know, and I talked about in the previous hour, still are getting sick, being hospitalized, dying, having all kinds of adverse side effects, and infecting other people. They lead the nation in recurrence of Wu flu. But they want to weed out the unvaccinated. All students, including those vaccinated, get this, must continue to wear masks indoors in the school buildings. This is what the university said. Nearly 97% of UVA students are vaccinated. I can't say who it is, but I can tell you this. A very, very large corporation has been encouraged to get its employees vaccinated. So they put out a memo that said, look, if you'll get vaccinated, we'll give you $50 and we'll give you another vacation day. So, you know, the $50 is, you know, nice little chump change, but another vacation day, pretty cool. What do you make in a day? You make $500, that's $550. So they're bribing the people. So they put a deadline on it. Let's just arbitrarily say the deadline was August 31st. They put a deadline on it, and what happened was so few people did it, they said, you know what? We're going to extend that deadline because they have a quota. And I'm going to bet you money that the quota they have to hit is being just by the government. The government is saying, you get these people vaccinated. Now, other companies are doing this. We're going to charge you more for your insurance premiums if you're unvaccinated. A couple $100 a month more for you because you run the risk of getting a disease that may not kill you, probably won't hospitalize you. It would be like saying, we're going to raise your rates because you might get the flu. We're going to raise you, but, well, I tell you what, why don't you raise my rates because I might get cancer? Last time I checked, the actuaries, the people who set the rate schedules, they've already taken into account all the things that could happen. How many people went into the hospital because of COVID? Legit. Because of the Wu flu. You're never going to know the number, but I can tell you this, it was a fraction of what they told you. But this is the type of stuff that's going on. The disenrolled, unvaxxed students received multiple reminders via email, text, phone calls, calls to parents that they were out of compliance and had until, you know, a certain time to update their status. So that was the University of Virginia. You want to know what else happened? And we're going to get to a lot of news this hour, folks. I'm glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. But Quinnipiac University cut off unvaccinated students from the internet. Now, this story was a while back, but I'm just reminding you of the things that are happening to the unvaxxed, the great unwashed. Connecticut's Quinnipiac University will be issuing fines and cutting internet access to non-exempt students who fail to show proof of a Wu flu vaccination. The bold mandate was communicated in an email to about 600 students who so far have not requested an exemption or provided the university with documentation to show that they received the jab. This was according to a report from the student newspaper, the Quinnipiac Chronicle. Their vaccine requirement for incoming students in the fall has been previously announced, and earlier this month, the university reinstated its mask mandate. So, mandatory vaccinations, but you still got to wear your mask, and you still got to socially distance. And by the way, you're still going to get sick, you're still going to get others sick, and I could go on. The shot probably is going to be debilitating for many of the kids who, for the record, don't even need it because the level of morbidity in their age group is so small that they're more likely to die from alcohol poisoning than they are from this disease. But that doesn't stop the universities for towing the line, making sure that the government meets its mandate. Because you know what they want? 100%. Those of us who aren't getting it, you're going to get pressure like you wouldn't believe. It's going to be like Jesus, you know, walking around with the, what's his name, the leader of the time or whatever, the Caesar, the Roman, whoever it was. Was it Nero? I don't know who it was. But whoever it is or was persecuting Jesus everywhere he went, you're going to be persecuted. Get used to it. Fines for students. They say who don't supply proof of vaccination will begin at $100 per week for the first 2 weeks. It'll increase $25 every 2 weeks until a maximum fine of $200 per week. If you're super rich, you just pay the fine. They said currently you can avoid the fines by showing proper documentation by mid-September. Well, they said then, but if you don't have it then, you're going to lose your internet access. They're going to cut you off. No communication, at least not at the school. They're going to take away your email address that your people get to you at the university. That's how they do it. So we're going to talk a little bit about this stuff, why this is all completely unnecessary, and you should be asking yourself these questions. Why the full court press on this? We've been asking it now for the better part of, a year. Why are you so bound and determined to make people who should have the freedom of choice to get a shot? Why are you making us get a shot? And many times you don't need it. And, oh, by the way, what about those who've got the disease, who carry the antibodies?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So they studied these mask mandates and they came up with the obvious, what you'd know without having to use much of your brain power, common sense, that the masks don't work. BizPak Review wrote an article, distancing, hybrid models, classroom barriers, HEPA filters, and most notably requiring student masking were each found to not have, a statistically significant benefit. In other words, these measures could not be said to be effective. This is according to a New York magazine. The principal conclusions of the above-referenced CDC report included that masking up teachers and staff reduced COVID incidents by 37%, improved ventilation lowered the incidents by 39%. Their perhaps contrarian view, offered in the progressive news outlets, comes as a political elite have attempted to smear pro-freedom GOP governors like Ron DeSantis for opposing mask mandates in public schools. Throughout the country, however, concerned parents have flocked to the school board meetings to speak out against mask mandates and vaccine mandates or potential mandates, as well as critical race theory. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We are among the most vocal of these groups, trying to inspire this across the country. to get people to go out and do your part. Let them know. This part has raised more awareness for leftists than any other thing that's out there, critical race theory, and what this government did with masks. Because as dumb as leftists are, on some things they actually get. They're like, this is the science. The science says, and they're like, really? The science says I can walk across a room with a mask, sit down, and take my mask off, and it's all good? What science is that? Or it's 6 feet. Why not 5 feet? Why not 7 feet? In schools, they went from 6 feet to 3 feet. Some places they said, well, we can relax the thing now to 5 feet. Why? Did somebody let Wu Flu know? Did a memo get out? Hey, Wu Flu, we want to issue a memo. We're no longer 6 feet is the ratio. We understand people want to be closer. So we put out a memo. Just want to let everybody know on behalf of the Wu Flu community that it's now 5 feet. That's as scientific as what socks you choose to wear. So it's a joke. So I'm glad that there are people that are starting to pay attention. And for the record, mask effectiveness, efficacy? Seriously? Homemade mask? It drives me crazy because you have to know this. I intentionally made a mask that you could actually breathe through. And it was like a grid. It looked like little small grids, but the holes were much larger than the norm. And I used it up until the point where I lost it. Well, up until the point where I quit wearing masks, you know, when I was on a plane. But I could breathe through it. And they let me on the plane. Now, they wouldn't let people on with bandanas. The bandana is, by the way, just as effective as any mask that's out there, these Chinese-made masks. And it's funny, you know this already, but read the box if you have masks, read what's on the box. Just go read it. I guarantee you, it's what it'll tell you. This mask is not effective in stopping disease. Period. It's breathable, and we make no guarantees because they know it won't. So I got another story because I want to talk about this and I want to get into this Lambda variant. But here's what the various deaths. So deaths, vaccine deaths and other injuries is what we titled this when my producers did the show. So media fact checkers, they say, try to discredit this information by saying that there aren't stringent reporting requirements and that every case was not verified. Now, they're talking about the VAER report on people being killed by the Wu Flu. So it's VAERS and Udra Vigilance are acknowledged to be underreported, meaning the actual deaths are much higher. And here's what they reported. The combined reported vaccine deaths between the EU and the US is currently around 65,000. 65,000 people have died of this shot. They've gotten the vaccine. They said, if this represents only 10% of the total deaths, then the total amount could be as high as 650,000. And this is for only two relatively small geographic areas of the planet. They go on. This not just accidental consequences of a gene therapy rush through the development process. If that were the case, all mRNA vaccines would have been terminated after even 100 deaths occurred. This now qualifies as a full-blown global genocide at the hands of big pharma technocrats, along with the road to the Great Reset promoted by the World Economic Forum. That's what the editor of a magazine called TN said. The European database of suspected drug reaction reports is Udra Vigilance, and they are now reporting 20,595 fatalities, 1.96 million injuries following Wu Flu injections. But they don't want to give you the data. The government doesn't want you to know. This is dangerous territory because they know what will happen. And finally, in this particular segment, vaccine requirements for the FDA is the way my producers titled it. And they said, Joe Biden is continuing to push for Wu Flu mandates to affect millions of Americans, and he made a direct appeal to private companies to join the effort. We need to move faster, he said. And what he was talking about was he wanted companies to require it. already went through it. We have a company that's encouraging it right now. I won't say who. $50 and a day of vacation you can take whenever you want. Pretty enticing. I still wouldn't get it. We have another company that said, we're not going to, you know, they give you a part of your, they pay a part of the medical. They said, for the people who don't get the shot, you're going to pay $200 more than those that didn't have it. What have these people done? Absolutely nothing. Now, somebody will sue, and they'll win. And I don't know what will happen after that because the government's made such a full court press. But it will happen. And maybe it'll stem the tide. But I just want you to understand the level of crazy that's happening right now. And here's what really gets me. Here's what really gets me. So the blood supply is very low. The Red Cross, you guys heard me talk the other day, won't accept tainted blood, blood of people who've been vaccinated, because that blood doesn't produce the antibodies that they really need to cure the disease. If somebody were to get not only the Wu flu, but the Alpha, Delta, Lambda, and or Mu variants, and the ones that are still being created right now. So the Red Cross won't accept your tainted blood. It only wants blood from people who fought this thing off regular and didn't get any shots or what have you. People like myself. Yet, they're still pushing. Fauci wants 100%. Well, let's say it's 100%. What does the Red Cross do then? How many people die? Nobody's going to consider that. They don't even care. But it is a real possibility. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about this Lambda variant, because I don't think you heard a lot about it, and I want to shed some light on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading out west next week to survey damages from the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will also visit the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. A few dozen Americans are flying out of Afghanistan on a charter flight in the largest air evacuation since U.S. military forces left at the end of August. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says he believes the rest of Americans in the country are being held as hostages.
It appears we're in the midst of what is an unprecedented hostage situation. I mean, these people aren't guests of the emir. They are hostages right now. And the price for getting our people out is going to be millions of dollars to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The WHO is pushing back on the Biden administration and booster shots.
The World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who've had a hard time obtaining enough vaccine. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who have received a two-dose regimen, and the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the United States. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Minnesota man who was freed by a bail fund supported by Vice President Kamala Harris is now charged with murder. George Howard allegedly shot another driver during a road rage altercation on an interstate entrance ramp. The shooting occurred just weeks after the Minnesota Freedom Fund bailed him out for $11,500 in connection with a domestic assault case. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Margay, then you have this, you know, raging Delta variant right now. There is this new variant that we're going to talk about in just a moment, the Mu variant, that seems like it's coming on the horizon, is now a variant of interest. I'm going to ask Dr. Azar to weigh in on that in a moment.
Have you noticed you can't even get through the regular Wu flu before we got the Delta variant, and now we're already up to Mu? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That first clip was, I believe, MSNBC or one of the fake news media outlets talking about, oh, listen, we're going to talk about, you know, the jobs report and why people are staying home because they're very afraid. They're very afraid because leftists have to keep people panicked and scared. I'm not going to belabor the point, but that's a fact. But here's my point, the point of this particular segment of the show. Much talk occurred about this Delta variant of the Wu flu. It was more transmissible, but it was a less deadly version of the virus. But the question I have for you is, what happened to Lambda? And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't even be talking about this, but I was, you know, looking at what we were going to talk about when we prepped for the show, and I saw Lambda variant. And it was just a headline. I didn't even research it. But I knew there was one. So for this episode, I decided to research it. But here's the thing. I was at dinner with some friends discussing the farce of Wu flu. And I explained how the virus provided a convenient excuse for leftists to accomplish two very big and important things for the New World Order and all the other conspiracy stuff that is no longer considered a conspiracy. Number one, forced compliance by citizens. It ended up being voluntary lockdown. Citizens going, no, okay, I'm not going anywhere. I could be killed. I could die. How many people still persist with that? One of my buddies, he does Uber Eats. Not Uber Eats, but DoorDash, I guess, whatever. One of those things that delivers groceries. And he says he delivered groceries to a woman a year ago because she went into quarantine, an older lady. He says he delivered them to her again recently, and she held her license up through the window a year later, still afraid to come out. Funny that this particular friend of mine has been vaccinated, too. So he goes, yeah, she will not come out. She puts her license. He goes, they have to record that they delivered it, and the person has to show the license. But anyway, so the first thing is forced compliance by the citizens, and it wasn't even forced. People voluntarily masked up, voluntarily social distance, which you already do it anyway. People don't get inside of your periphery of, you know, 4 to 5 feet. We give each other space. And then and voluntary imprisonment for all intents and purposes. You change your lifestyle. You didn't go to work. You stopped doing other things that really make you look foolish. If you were to go back a year and a half, 2 years from today and go, this is what I'm going to resort to, you would laugh at yourself. But anyway, so there was all that, and then there was this massive money grab. And I told you, if you don't believe me, look at Wu Flu around the world and ask yourself, why is it not such a big deal in Sri Lanka? Bangladesh? I mean, these are people living in squalor, in, I mean, the worst of conditions, etc. I pointed out Africa because they talked about how bad it was for black folks. Well, why is it such few, why so few people have it in Africa? It's simple. There's no money. If Africa was rolling in money, it would be the biggest outbreak on the planet. Not going to happen. So here's the deal. We get this biologically engineered weapon of a virus from China. And instead of blaming China for negligence, leftist politicians in this country use this, finger quotes coming, crisis to accomplish those two things I mentioned earlier, which is to get you to imprison yourself and act nutty and then to steal your money while you were in your prison. They built us for $6 trillion and it's still going up. They still want more. During this time, they managed to get Donald Trump to help with the ruse. Donald Trump launched Operation Warp Speed because he and the powers that be that tricked him into doing it and said, we need a cure for what we've already got multiple cures for. Hydroxychloroquine with a vitamin regimen would have done it. Trump said it. It was already proven in France. They were using it in Africa and many other countries. Remember what I told you about Africa? No money there. So they gave out $3 doses of hydroxychloroquine and vitamins, and the Africans are alive and well, despite Kamala Harris and all these other people saying the Wu Flu is hell on black people. Well, it certainly missed an entire continent of them. And Trump, they ridiculed him. Oh, well, he wants people to drink Clorox. He never said that, but does that matter? I mean, when you're setting the narrative of, hey, don't let them know that works, ridicule. What if I told you guys is one of the most potent weapons in fighting against something? Ridicule. So Trump backs off. It does Operation Warp Speed. Knowing the science, the true science of hydroxychloroquine, that's not the only cure. Asthma meds. That's what Taiwan used. I don't know how many people. I think it's 24 million people in Taiwan. It's millions of people. A handful of people died of the Wu Flu. A handful. Ivermectin. Now they're ridiculing ivermectin.
It's a horse dewormer.
Yeah, well, it works. I talked the other day about things that start off doing one thing and have a side effect that actually is positive. Ivermectin's one of them. But they ridicule it. Won't let you even get the prescription.
How dare you bring this to me trying to save your life?
They want, I'm telling you, they're stacking the deck on these Wu Flu stats and everything because they want you to die. But then again, they want to use those stats for themselves. Well, we can't kill everybody. But let's figure out how to do it so we can get what we want. Have our cake and eat it too. And boy, have they done it. They have their cake and they are eating it too. So, this is the cure that doesn't cure anything. The real cures either weren't even tried or talked about in the United States, or they were ridiculed to the point where, you know, you were a bad person for trying to do something different. Meanwhile, we got multiple cures that don't cure anything, will kill you, maim you in some way, have lifetime implications of side effects. That's what they want you to take. Now, keep in mind, at this point, the government has lied about infection rates. The infection rates are much higher. We're much closer to herd immunity through normal infection rates than we would ever be through this stupid shot. So they lied about that because they didn't want to tell you, yeah, a lot more people got it than got it, because that impacts the death rates. If the higher the infection rates, the lower the percentage of people dying from the disease. They had to make you think that 10%, 50% of people would die if they get this disease. It's the way they touted it. If, forget the actual statistics, never got any higher than 2%. And that's with lies. I will contend that the actual statistics, they never got any higher than 0.5%. So they lied about that. They lied about morbidity, the number of people who died. Why? Because they had to fake the numbers. They had to make you think, man, if you get this, that you're going to panic if they go, look, honestly, a lot of people already had it. Don't even know it. And so we have we guesstimate 20 million people have had it. And only about 10,000 people have died. So you do the math and you it's something to be on the alert for. You might want to take some hydroxychloroquine and some vitamins, or, you know, if you're on asthma meds, you're pretty well protected. Or ivermectin seems to work. I don't know what it is. I took Z-Pak and it worked. So anyway, they lied about that. Death rates were much lower than they told you. And what about the cures? The government lied about the effectiveness of the cure. You take the cure, you're not going to get the disease. You won't get hospitalized. Oh, but if you do get the disease and you're hospitalized, it won't be as bad. But if it is as bad, we're still going to save you. We got ventilators now. We got hospital beds available for you. We're not going to let the unvaxxed in. So you're still good there. But just remember, none of the bad things that happen could possibly happen unless they do. They lied, man. So they sided with China. They funded big pharma. They gave you cures that don't even work, that can kill you or give you horrible side effects. A cure that you still catch the disease, still die from, and on and on. And for more irony, even if you get the shot, you still got to wear the mask, you still got to socially distance. And if that's not bad enough, they're also told that the vaccination doesn't protect you from the variants. And you're going to likely need annual boosters, if not more than annual. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing the various variants of the Wu Flu and how the scam continues and how it will never end. If you're looking for an end to something, when crazy leftists have found a money pit, or I should say a money tree, not a pit, it's a money pit for us, you are mistaken. Leftists will never give up a money tree. Are you kidding? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Here's what I mean by this. Racism. You think they're going to give up racism? You must be out of your ever-loving minds. I don't care if black people are 99% of the country. If there is one white person left, they will find a way to... they will demonize that white person until he's gone. You better know it. I've talked about this, the classism. Let me tell you how the left have taken classism. You have a black dude, a multimillionaire who raised his fist, who took a knee during a football game to protest police brutality, which he wasn't protesting that. He was protesting that he wasn't playing, that he didn't get a good contract. So he turns that into being a victim. He's a victim. Other multimillionaire athletes joined him to the point where they were putting BLM on basketball courts and stuff. These are guys signing autographs from white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian kids, you name it. When cops pulling over asking them for their autographs, not trying to beat them down. They aren't getting water hoses, cannons aimed at them and German Shepherds sicked on them. But they had to stand up for the racial cause. But if you think they're bad, you have royals. I'm talking about Meghan and Harry. When Harry was a white boy that didn't have a care in the world, he didn't think about any of the oppression that royals suffer. But let him marry that little half-white witch, Meghan, and suddenly Harry realizes just how bad he had it growing up as a prince. And they even have a TV show showcasing just how bad things are. When royalty, when you can't satisfy people of royalty because they say, oh, look at this. They didn't like our little black baby. They didn't like the choice of my wife. So now the royals are downtrodden, barely able to make a living as they get multi-million dollar contracts to do TV shows and appearances and whatever else. Do you understand the woe is me? Do you understand how warped things are? So anyway, I'm talking about the Wu flu, everything leading up to it, all the lies being told, the same lies that would make you believe that black people are the victims of police brutality at epidemic levels. You want to know who's epidemic about hurting other black people? Black people. I gave it away when I said other black people, didn't I? Yep, sorry. Black people. That's who you blame. There's no white person to blame about what goes on mostly in the black community. Look, I was watching a recap of how Malcolm X got killed, and I've been watching this show called Godfather of Harlem with Forrest Whitaker. And it does a real good job of explaining the black condition during that time. But I want you to understand, Forrest Whitaker is the godfather of Harlem. You know what he is? He's a drug dealer, a heroin dealer. He keeps the mob out. And he does some good things in the community, but at a cost to the community. The dope fiends that are all walking out through Harlem looking like zombies are because of him. But he rationalizes it because you got to crack some eggs to make things happen the way he does. And he's given some political power to Harlem, agreed. Adam Clayton Powell, if you remember him, I do. When I was a kid, my grandparents revered this man. He was a reverend. A dude, man, this guy was so slimy as a reverend, but you know what? Had to crack some eggs. And they show the inner workings of the politics of it all. Some of it's embellished for TV, but mostly it's true. They make no bones about it. Man, this is politics. It's a blood sport. Which means it's lying. It's cheating. It's conniving. All for the greater good. Now, I don't mind Adam Clayton Powell and those guys fighting for justice of the black man. And they had a segment with Malcolm X and his influence. I don't mind it. We need it to be fought for. These Democrats all over the country were oppressing us, and for the record, still are. And we need another revolution, just like what Malcolm X was talking about, so he can talk about those devils. But they're not the white devils. They're the Democrat devils. They're the leftist devils. Nothing Malcolm X has said is any different today than it was then. Anyway, let me get back to these variants and how this all ties into the Wu flu. So not long after the introduction of the Wu flu, we got news of the Delta variant. And there was an article where they discussed the Alpha, the Delta, and other variants. I'm going to read from it. More than 18 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, and the world is used to the news of new variants of the virus by now. See, they wanted us used to it. Now listen, there's a disease, and then there's all these variants, and the variants can be more deadly than anything else. So be aware that this is not over. It's going to be up to us, the experts, to tell you when it's over. So they say some mutations of the virus, like the Alpha variant and the Delta variant, discovered first in the UK and India, respectively, have been more transmissible than previous iterations of the virus and have gone on to dominate globally. Whenever a new variant of the coronavirus emerges, scientists watch it closely. It seems we passed right over the Alpha variant. We went straight to the Delta variant. Now, as I mentioned earlier in my piece when I wrote about this in my discussion with you, Fauci the fraud started touting variants immediately. He spoke of variants to make sure that the narrative of forced lockdowns loomed like an ominous cloud over citizens, and that panic created food and other shortages. Remember toilet paper and paper towels and wipes and that kind of stuff? It accomplished, folks, what the government wanted, which is to make sure that they trained Americans on the idea of who's really running this country, who's really in control. Because, see, Donald Trump ushered in a period where we thought we got our control back. We thought we had representatives, that they reported to us, that it wasn't a bunch of egomaniacs, but no, not the case. So, as for the Delta variant, it was supposedly more communicable, but as it turned out, it was less deadly. And sadly for Fauci the fraud, the Delta variant didn't scare Americans the way they hoped it would. So they introduced new variants. And as this article reveals, and I'm going to read this, while the world is still contending with the rapid spread of the Delta variant, which has usurped the Alpha strain in terms of transmissibility and the potential to cause hospitalizations in unvaccinated people, not in vaccinated people, right? Even though we know with a fact from the CDC and other clowns organizations out there, this shot doesn't protect you from the Delta variant. But anyway, they say there is now a new variant that experts are monitoring, the Lambda variant. Now, had you heard about the Lambda variant, or what they call C.37? That's the lineage of the virus, because I doubt you heard about it. But according to this article, this particular variant spread rapidly in South America, particularly in Peru, which were the earliest documented samples. This dated back from August of 2020. But it was only flagged as a variant of interest by the WHO on June 14th of this year, as cases attributed to the variant started to spread. And in its mid-June report, the WHO reported that, quote, Lambda has been associated with substantive rates of community transmission in multiple countries, with rising prevalence over time concurrent with increased COVID-19 incidents, and that more investigations would be carried out into this variant. So why weren't we notified that the WHO noted this in June 15th, that the Lambda variant had been detected in 29 countries and territories or areas in 5 regions of the world where the WHO has some sort of location? So they said authorities in Peru reported that 81% of the COVID-19 cases sequenced since April 2021 were associated with Lambda. And I could go on reading about that. They talk about the Lambda prevalence in Chile accounting for 32% of the cases. By June 24th, the Lambda variant had been detected in 26 countries, blah, blah, blah. Now the big question, is Lambda more dangerous? In a word, nope. But the WHO and other public health bodies studied Lambda. They needed to understand how the variant compared with other strains. Is it more transmissible or more resistant to vaccines? And their conclusion was, Lambda carries a number of mutations with suspected phenotypic implications, such as potential increased transmissibility or possible increased resistance to neutralizing antibodies. In other words, they don't know. Just like Delta, Lambda is just another permutation of a virus, and like permutation, the human body begins to build antibodies to protect against the various versions of the disease, and what they're fishing for, people, is something to be more and more dangerous. They need Mu to be more dangerous than Lambda, so they skipped over Lambda, because they didn't want you to know it ain't that big of a deal. And neither are most of the other ones, and the ones that will come.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.